أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome back to Ramadan Reflections for 2024 today being the ninth day of the blessed month of Ramadan today as we continue in our series we turn our focus to yet another verse of the noble Quran about Imam Ali peace be upon him in chapter number 2 Surah Al-Baqarah verse 274 Allah says the following those who spend their wealth night and day Secretly and in public, their reward is with their Lord, and they will have no fear, nor will they grieve. Now this verse highlights the commendable act of spending wealth in the way of Allah, emphasizing both the quantity and the quality of charitable deeds. It speaks to the generosity of those who selflessly donate their wealth, regardless of the time of day or the way in which they give. And this verse, as we will see today, it resonates deeply with the life and legacy of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, whose exemplary generosity and selflessness earned him a distinguished position amongst the righteous individuals that used to be around the beloved Prophet Muhammad. May Allah bless him and his family. Now, the history of revelation of this verse is something that we always need to refer to with regards to this or any verse for us to better understand the Quran, because otherwise, the understanding would be very sparse if we want to know what happened in this event. All we know is that there is an event of giving charity away in four ways. However, there is no other indication of who or what this verse was revealed about or in terms of who it was revealed for. Now, in most cases, if we were in such a situation, we had very limited wealth or resources, you know, the last thing on our minds would be to help others. We would think of saving some money, investing some of it, using some of our wealth for our own personal needs. However, the one who gave in these four ways, Imam Ali, is not like us, and we're definitely not like him. And so what we understand from the various hadith that give us a glimpse into why this verse was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, is that the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, had four dirhams. And as I mentioned previously, a very small amount. Now, there were needy people in Medina and he decided to give them out. One at night, one in the day, one in secret and one in open. He then went to his beloved Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, and the Prophet proceeded to ask him what he had done over the last little while. To which the commander of the faithful Imam Ali replied and explained how he gave these four dirhams in the way of Allah. Historians say that it was at this point that the verse under review was revealed, with Allah extolling yet another virtue of Imam Ali, peace be upon him. But why give in four different states? Why not just give the money in one lump sum on one day? Why not just in the open? Why not only in secret? Why not only at night? What's the secret behind giving four amounts at four different times or four different ways? Well, let's reflect on the following four points, if we may, for this blessed day of the month of Ramadan. Number one is giving charity in secret and privacy. In Islam, the act of giving charity in secret, with nobody knowing, it holds a profound significance. It reflects sincerity and humility, aligning with our teachings which emphasize the importance of concealing acts of kindness and goodness. We don't need to do good for others to see it, because Allah sees all. And therefore Allah loves those who give in charity discreetly, because they're doing so purely for His sake without seeking recognition or praise from others. These kinds of acts of generosity, they cultivate a sense of selflessness and purify the heart from arrogance and ostentation. By giving in secret, believers emulate the highest form of generosity, where the intention is solely to praise Allah and benefit the recipients. And Allah says this in chapter 2, 271, where He says, if you disclose your charitable expenditures, that's okay. But if you conceal them and give it to the poor, it is better for you. Thus, giving charity in secrecy not only earns a divine reward, but also fosters humility and sincerity in the giver's character. Unfortunately, we live in an era in which people sometimes crave public attention and acceptance, and it becomes very hard to give to the needy without somebody knowing. When you give to your local masjid or non-profit charity, well, the accountant and the finance officer and others in the organization know who gave and how much they gave, because a tax receipt is issued in your name. Many times, unfortunately, people want their names mounted on the door of a classroom or a building, letting people know that they gave a sizable contribution. Now, don't get me wrong, brothers and sisters, these are not prohibited, and they may not even go against the role of sincerity, but they may cause a person's heart and intention to waver away from Allah. Number two is giving charity in public and in open. While giving charity in secret is commendable, as we just mentioned, Islam also emphasizes the importance of giving openly in certain circumstances. Now, public acts of charity can inspire others to follow suit, fostering a culture of generosity and compassion within the community. And in some of the opinions of our scholars, we are actually encouraged to give and openly, especially when those good actions could motivate others to do good deeds. However, obviously, the intention behind public giving, it must remain pure and free from seeking praise or recognition. It's crucial that we uphold sincerity and humility even in the public display of generosity. By openly giving charity, believers can contribute to building a society where caring for the less fortunate is a shared responsibility and a shared honor, promoting solidarity and compassion amongst people of all backgrounds. Now, there are times when we are motivated to do good, when we see others doing good, and so perhaps giving in open can motivate others to have a pious competition, if I want to call it that, in doing goodness. What about giving charity at night? Well, giving charity at night, it reflects a deep sense of sincerity and devotion to Allah. The darkness of the night symbolizes the concealment of one's good deeds from the eyes of others, and that emphasizes the purity of intention in charitable actions. Nighttime charity, brothers and sisters, it reflects a believer's commitment to seeking Allah's pleasure and reward, even when others are unaware of their actions. Additionally, the quietude of the night offers a serene atmosphere for reflection and prayer, enhancing the spiritual impact of charitable deeds. By giving charity at night, believers reinforce their connection with Allah and begin to cultivate a deeper sense of empathy towards those in need, striving to alleviate suffering and bringing hope to the darkest corners of society. Now, obviously, such charity made this form at night made more sense 1,000 years ago when you were able to walk around your city at night. There were no street lights, no 24-hour 7 stores that were open. People didn't see you helping. But if you and I think about it for a moment, we have homeless people today that sleep on the streets of many, if not all, major cities around the world. And so this giving at night is still possible for you and I. We can package up food or other things that the homeless and less fortunate people need and drive around at night and provide them care packages. Maybe leave it by their tent or by their head. Number four, giving charity in the day. And lastly, giving charity during the day also embodies a spirit of compassion and generosity in Islam. It serves as a visible manifestation of one's commitment to social responsibility and alleviating the suffering of others. Now, the daylight, as we all know, it brings about visibility to charitable acts, but it also inspires others to follow suit and foster a culture of giving within the community. In essence, it could be said that daytime charity allows for a direct interaction with the beneficiary, the recipient, that fosters empathy and understanding of their needs. It also provides an opportunity to address immediate challenges and to empower individuals to improve their circumstances. Volunteering in a homeless shelter, in a soup kitchen, in a food bank, all of these and many more examples allow you and I to interact with the most vulnerable people of society, to speak to them, more importantly, to hear them and their stories, and to forge a person-to-person relationship, rather than them just being a number or another recipient for support. Now, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, was renowned for his unparalleled generosity and willingness to give generously, both open and discreetly, to those in need. His commitment to charity extended well beyond financial contributions, encompassing acts of kindness, compassion, and support for the less fortunate. whether by providing food to the hungry, shelter to the homeless, or assistance to the destitute, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, epitomized the spirit of selfless giving and generosity. Moreover, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, his dedication to charitable acts was not confined to specific occasions or times, but rather it extended throughout his life, as indicated by this verse of the Quran and his life example. He spent his wealth generously during day and night without seeking recognition of or praise, solely for the pleasure of Allah. And his unwavering commitment to serving humanity and alleviating suffering exemplified the noblest qualities of altruism and compassion. The promise of a reward with their Lord, free from fear and grief, as outlined in the verse of the Quran for today, it serves as a source of comfort and encouragement for believers, including Imam Ali, the Prince of the Believers, alayhi salam, peace be upon him. It underscores the profound spiritual significance of charitable deeds and the blessings that accompany acts of generosity, performed with sincerity, as we said, and devotion. In essence, brothers and sisters, as I begin to conclude, verse 274 of Surah Al-Baqarah encapsulates the essence of Imam Ali's remarkable legacy of generosity and selflessness, highlighting his unwavering commitment to serving others and seeking Allah's pleasure through charitable actions. His exemplary conduct continues to inspire believers to emulate his virtuous qualities and strive for excellence in their charitable endeavors, thereby earning divine reward and protection from fear and grief. Now, although the name of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, is not directly mentioned in the Quran, nor in this verse that we are reviewing today together, that's where the hadith come into play. Given that the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, and the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, may God's peace and blessings be upon all of them, are the rightful interpreters of the Quran, we must go to their door of guidance to see how they explain the verses of the Quran. And in looking at the verse under review for today, we come across the following narration which adds clarity to this verse. And in the hadith we are told, as it states, that it's been narrated from Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, who said the following, or is reported to have said the following, that those who spend their wealth in Allah's way by night and day, secretly and publicly, he says that this verse was revealed concerning Ali ibn Abi Talib, in that he spent 4 dirhams. He spent 1 dirham in the darkness of the night, 1 dirham in the brightness of the day, 1 dirham secretly, and 1 dirham publicly. And when this verse was revealed, the Prophet, may Allah bless him and his family, said, "Who among you is the one who made this expenditure?" The people, the companions, remained silent. And so the Prophet, may Allah bless him and his family, repeated the question a second time. And Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, stood up and said, "It is I, O Messenger of Allah." And then the Prophet, may Allah bless him and his family, recited this verse and the end portion where it says, "For them is their reward with their Lord, and no fear will there be concerning them, nor will they grieve." It means their reward with their Lord, and they will not fear any fear or grief from the punishment or from death, meaning in the hereafter. Now, as I conclude, let's come to some practical tips from the topic of today for our Ramadan reflections, as well as a closing reflection and a final thought to end the day and to get us to be inspired by the Quran and to be challenged by Imam Ali alayhi salam. Then can we live a life of generosity? Point number one of continuous generosity is having a spirit of generosity and charity is crucial, not merely occasional acts of charity out of pity. The present tense verb used in the Quran indicates the continuity of this virtue. For Imam Ali, peace be upon him, generosity was not sporadic. It was a consistent aspect of his character, evident from the earliest moments of his life until his martyrdom. Even in his final moments, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, showed concern for his killer Ibn Muljam, reflecting his enduring spirit of charity. Point number two is the vastness of the divine reward. The uncertainty surrounding divine reward underscores its vastness. Allah does not specify the rewards for Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and his charitable acts in the various situations. And this ambiguity suggests that whatever rewards Allah grants the commander of the faithful, they can never fully reflect the magnitude of his efforts. It emphasizes the immeasurable nature of divine compensation for virtuous deeds. Point number three, as we begin to conclude, is blessings beyond material wealth. Tranquility and security are among the blessings of charity. While material rewards are significant, the true essence of charity lies in the ability to bring inner peace and contentment. Following the example of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, can lead to mental tranquility, peace of mind, and a sense of fulfillment that transcends material blessings. These intangible rewards are invaluable and contribute to a meaningful and a fulfilling life. As a closing reflection, as we end, the legacy of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, serves as a timeless reminder of the importance of generosity, charity, and unwavering faith. His life exemplified the virtues of selflessness, compassion, and devotion to serving others. By emulating his noble traits, we can not only impact the lives of those around us, but also cultivate inner peace and spiritual fulfillment. As we strive to embody the spirit of generosity and charity exemplified by Imam Ali, peace be upon him, let us remember that the true reward lies not in material gain, but in the tranquility of the soul and the pleasure of our Creator. And as a final thought, and we end with this, in a world often consumed by materialism and self-interest, the teachings of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, often offer us rather a profound blueprint for living a life of purpose and virtue. Let us heed his timeless wisdom and embrace the power of generosity, kindness, faith, and compassion to create a more loving and harmonious world for now and for generations to come. Until tomorrow and another day of Ramadan and our Ramadan reflections, we leave you with the words of peace. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.